not going to be here?
I don't know.
No, he's not going to be here today.
Okay.
He's out of town.
20 after 10, we got 13 members here today. And I guess the first thing we'll do is have a secretary report from the last meeting.
Okay. Well, let me hand here's your copy. Your copy, and I'll make some extra copies. Everybody else might, I got in there. I made some extra copies for folks.
I don't know if there's enough. I wasn't expecting everybody to come today.
That's what happens when it's clean.
That's right. I'll get pegs.
Okay. Hey, Tom.
Hi, yeah.
I got extra copies. I know you're fine.
No.
I have to listen to that. That way you can read it and I don't have to show it to you. All right. I'll skip the treasury report part, but we had a new business group last month. We were going to check into those tarps, and I think you did get them.
Yeah, right? They're sitting right over there.
Okay, good deal. And mowing, but it looks like mowing's pretty much taken care of now.
I mowed last Saturday.
Okay.
Done a great job. Looks good.
Thank you. Right, and Dwayne brought in, I think it was you and Wayne, wasn't it? Brought in the that equipment that Don Kirkman
used.
That Don Kirkman donated to the chapter, and it's all sitting over there. And I mentioned that I've put in the minutes, meeting minutes, on the audio file on the website. I don't know if anybody's tried it to see if it works, but it's there. We got a list of people in North Carolina and South Carolina from the EAA, and I give all that stuff to you. Did you do anything with it? Some of the flyers and the...
Yes.
Okay.
The flyers are all mailed out, and the posters are here. I've given out 30 or more of them, and my wife's given out, I don't know, 10 or 12 of them, and we've got them up posted in various businesses.
All right.
We still need lots of help to spread them around.
And there should be... Is this thing right here?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Plus there's more in that yellow folder. That was Gary Scher, but he's in Florida. So I didn't get to catch him.
Gary's supposed to write a letter to Don Kirkman in appreciation of those of the things that he gave and everything. I put an entry on the website, I don't know if anybody's seen it, about that.
I believe you wrote the letter, didn't you? He really appreciated it. He said it was well done.
I wrote the letter?
I guess Wayne wrote the letter.
Yeah. Somebody did. Wouldn't
he? I thought it was your daughter, but I think it was Wayne's daughter helped us out on that.
Yeah. Okay, some of the stuff I can't really go into right now. Bob brought up about organizing shop a little bit, and we still had some old business that I think is going to be old business for the rest of our life. And that's the sink and the sign. And
the sign is done.
This one?
Yeah.
On the side of the building?
Yeah.
I didn't look at it when I came
in.
Who
put it up? You?
Gary. Gary was working on that last week during his vacation.
Well, it came out yesterday, whoever it was. I thought it might be you.
No, that was him.
Well, it took like 5 minutes. Up the ladder.
Last time we were here, he was talking about the size and the color of the letters on the sign.
Exactly.
Yeah, there was another little sign here. Something about the pilots, please report in when they come into the fly-in.
Pilot registration says they outside the boat.
Yeah, I think he said he did something with that. I don't know if he was able
to. Oh, cool. Well, that's good. And that was pretty much it. We didn't have very many people at the last meeting.
Obviously.
I mean, there was hardly nobody compared to this meeting. One of the things that I do is I always record the meetings on this, and then I transcribe them. But that's a little bit hard because it doesn't see who's here, so I got to try to remember everybody's names and everything. So I think this time I'm going to write it all down. I'm going to write the names down.
That's easy.
That's it.
I'm going to make a motion that the minutes be accepted. Russell will make the motion. Chuck, second.
Second.
And now let's have the treasurer's report.
All right. The treasurer's report that was read at the last meeting, 19th August 2006, the balance in checking account was $1,054.53. On the 4th of September, we made a check out to Ori Electric for $24.29. Leaves a balance of $1,029.84 in the checking account. Petty cash as of 19th August 2006 is $178.10. As per Wayne and Russell's recommendations, each person that could afford to put in $50 in the kitty at this meeting, all amounts are voluntary, and Wayne paid $30 for his project. And that concludes.
In reference to that, didn't we say that what we didn't do at that meeting, we were going to do it at this meeting? I thought on this donating the $50 or something. Then someone wanted to connect it with the membership.
Right.
I know that what you're
well,
saying
it was it was voluntary.
No, I don't mean it wasn't voluntary.
Yeah.
But the timing of what and who here, I don't know that. I understood it.
It wasn't wrote out that way, and I don't have it in any other form.
Well, that's all
but,
right. That's right.
I believe what you say does have some truth to it.
Yeah.
And some people didn't have the cash on them, and it was not.
Right.
We wasn't going to frisk everyone's pockets for $50. If you didn't have but $5, it was greatly needed. And
in other words, you can give it any time you want.
That's right.
Okay. We have a list. On something like this, if you don't go ahead and set a time for it, have everybody bring it in, it ain't going to happen.
Yes.
Well, the honest person will. Well, let's keep a record of who's making this contribution donation.
That should have been done.
A donation today?
Sure.
Do that, Mr. President.
Plus, our dues are payable today at this meeting, or I guess no later than next month's meeting.
Well, like you said, it's voluntary. So anybody wants to volunteer and put their $50 up?
I won't do it.
The treasurer will accept
it. Let's do it after the meeting.
No, let's don't do it. Let's just do it right now.
You might expire before the meeting.
Lead the way.
My dad's going to give that stuff.
Lead the way.
Hell, I mean, I have $50. I better go in the A drawer.
I don't see anybody breaking in there to get it out.
Well, I'll give
you
that
for
me.
You don't make my $50 for me. $50 don't have it on me either.
We take checks. I can't get a bill for that.
What do we make a check out to?
I'd say the EAA chapter 1167 should be sufficient.
Yes, Wayne.
There's $50. When you do the treasury report, you want to do the new one.
Yes. Yeah, well, we usually do the old one and then the new one.
Yeah, that's dues and contributions.
I'm about to do the new one.
Because with 50 in his donation, the others might do for the year.
I'll get a pen.
Here's a pen. Lunch for a week, what are you talking
about?
She said, here's my lunch. I said, lunch for a week.
You're not going to go to the bakery?
sandwiches for me.
This is my donation and dues will be next month.
Russell.
$50 donation. Russell gave $50 donation.
Okay. That was donation, right?
Yeah.
Stop the dues.
All right. And you paid.
But you only paid for one lifetime, right?
This is Tom. That's
That's it.
This is dues and the donation.
I noticed. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Oh my. We do appreciate that.
Bob's a good people. Sometimes.
Who made his last call?
Okay. Uh-oh. Mommy.
Did you storm play
last
night? You did well, sweetheart. I got a walk on.
I just guessed, that's all. Since I use instant at home all the time.
Well, no one could be awesome for you.
Okay.
That's the truth.
Mine is not yours, dues and donations.
Carry on.
And there's another 50 here. Who's this?
That's my donation.
Okay.
Dues will get next week. Next month. All right, I've got you down. Got this one, right?
Yeah. Flying,
got it in. Okay. You can verify.
And you got gems.
Okay, good. Yeah, I got gems.
Okay.
You got time to rest and take another donation?
Bring it on. Bring it on. I gave mine last week, and this week I paid my dues. And I do have receipts to give a handout to everybody that just paid their dues. I'm not sure. I don't think I need to give receipts for the donations.
No.
But it'll be on record. Okay, this month's Treasury report I'll go to now. October 21st, 2006. Checking account balance as of 16th September was $1,029.84. And on the 19th September, I transferred from petty cash $300 into the checking account. On the 10th of October, I wrote a check number 254 for electric and had Gary sign it because as of then my name wasn't on it for $15.78. On the 17th of October, I wrote a check for the 9th annual lease payment of $300 and I was able to sign that. Our banking account is straightened out. Dennis and I are on it, as well as Gary. So that brought our balance on the 20th of October. Balance on deposit is $1,014.06. And as a reflection of the problem with the checking account not being able to be checks wrote by me, I had to use petty cash for things other than usual, such as those canopies over there that I got a pretty good deal on. I feel instead of paying $100 a piece and having to drive to Dillon, I was able to get them mailed to us for, I believe it was $124.89. Well, let me go through that to let you know what we stand, and this won't be a problem, I don't think, as of now. The 16th of September, cash on hand in petty cash was $178.10. And the kitty from the meeting gave $245. The 16th of September, fee paid on the Minimax brought that up another $30. I brought in donuts for the meeting, was $10.35. And I had transferred to the bank account $300. The 22nd of September, the replacement canopies cost $124.89, which came out of petty cash. On the 17th of October, I had to mail out all the fly-in brochures to the EAA chapters in the neighboring states and South Carolina. There was, I believe, 37 of them. I bought mail-in seals, which are those little round disc seals that seal it up, and I found out from the postmaster that one wasn't sufficient, so I put three on it because he said they'd get chewed up. They were $6.60. We have enough to do the next 10 years of flying brochures. On the 18th of October, I got a little bit worried about carrying around a $300 lease payment, so I put it in the mail with certified mail for $2.79, as well as that day mailed out all the brochures, and besides the stamps I had, I bought 27 39-cent stamps, of which I have one left. And that left on the 20th of October, cash on hand. We were in the hole for $2.06. But that will soon arise to a greater height. And basically that's it, with the exception of a footnote here saying that we have one 39-cent stamp left. Thank you.
Doing well.
I wanted to make that look a little different, but the receipts would have shown it anyway, so it has to be in writing.
And you want to make a motion to meeting and the report be accepted?
Sure.
Russell made it, and Bob accepted it. Second. Now, I think the next thing on the agenda should be talking about the flyer, huh?
Yes. Wayne said that he would direct the planes in. I believe he helped with you last year on that task.
I know Walt always does that.
Walt did.
And Wayne, well, I think Chuck.
He basically said that whatever you needed him to fill on, he'd be happy to do. If there was somebody to do that task, whatever the next task was.
Yeah. I'll take care of the radio because I got the radio.
That's you. No doubt about it. You do a good job.
So now what we need is the... Russell, you cooking, right?
Yeah.
Russell's cooking. I'll help.
Friday?
Friday before to cut it up, right?
Yeah. What are you going to need more help there, Russell? We're going to cook it on Thursday.
Cook it on Thursday. We'll cut it up on Friday.
Friday.
So I can be here Friday to help you cut it up.
Bob and I will come up on Friday.
Bob and... Okay.
What date are we talking about?
We're talking
Thursday.
About the third. The meaning that the fly-in is on the fourth.
I'll be here, too.
On the second.
Shirley will be here to help. Okay. And now we need some... All the ladies volunteering to take care of the county.
Yeah, we always do.
We don't want to come up there and say, well, who's going to do it? Because nobody's here.
Raise your hand, Shirley.
Is everybody
hungry? You can hear some sticking,
aren't you?
Oh,
we
need
time.
Be here for the
fly-in.
Yeah.
I'll volunteer for Greta, for
Rose.
You go ahead
and
call
us
7 right now.
Ruthie
will
be
here.
Ruthie
will
be here. I'll
volunteer
Ruthie, so he'll be here.
Money to
buy. Yes.
Can
you
see the lady?
Stokins will bring the potato salad like we always do.
I'll take care of the coleslaw.
Tom's got the coleslaw.
I donate Deanna for the potato salad.
You gotta get her permission.
There's more potato salad than, because we always make some too.
Have beans and have beans too, aren't you?
Somebody gotta make beans. Who can do
that? I'll make the beans.
Russell taking care of the beans.
Always does the beans.
Peggy, what are you gonna
do? Well, I'm gonna have beans.
What do we have? Brownies or cookies?
And some brownies or something.
Okay.
I'll bring
Barry says she'll make dessert too. Yeah. You make some dessert?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Seems everything.
Who volunteered the deviled eggs? Chuck?
Chuck is going to bring deviled eggs, yeah.
They go fast.
So we could have more of them.
That's what I was thinking.
Larry, we can have more deviled eggs.
I'll consult with the missus.
You got any chickens over there?
Yeah, no, but I was amazed coming up seeing all the goats. My God, there were goats. Like where? Right down, just before you get to 9 to make your left to come along here. And on the right-hand side there, there must be 40 goats.
Oh. Yeah.
White ones, brown.
Nothing to do with the flying, but I just happened to think of it.
I mean,
if this tank is not...
701.
Wayne and I are going to deal with that Sunday. Okay, because I just saw on the way up here, on the right-hand side, just as we're sure of this, about eight of them lined up out there. They must be for sale. Oh, is that? Yeah, well, we didn't have long enough screws to put in it, so. But then we stole two screws out of there for our Minimax project, the whole down there. Hill section, and I got him back in it, but
it was too nice.
Anyway, he said he'd bring some screws down.
Well, then that's taken care of.
Yes.
19 to 20.
I just happened to see them that way at the time. It's taken care of.
209, but that's the other way from where I'm
okay.
We have plenty of things to
do. I don't know. That's something someone has to check. There are some paper plates around, but we better check and see if we got enough.
Yeah, we probably did.
I don't think there might be some underneath the bench there, and there's someone here.
But what about the drink?
Well, Tom, do we have any left?
No, I'm going to have to go to a Scotchman or somewhere that's on scale. On sale.
On sale. Are you going to take care of that soda then?
I'll take care of the sodas.
Okay.
I have my three coolers I'll bring in today and leave them here.
All right.
How many cases do you usually get, Tom? You used to buy it.
I used to go to Eckert's and CVS with a
special
12 packs, and I was getting probably 50 regular Pepsis and another 50 assorted diet drinks between Coke Colas and Pepsi Colas, and I found these Yellow Mellows and that kind of crap doesn't sell.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly water, Pepsi drinks, and cola drinks.
Well, what do we serve? Around 100 meals? Is that right?
In the past, we've been serving pretty close to 100 to 150.
Well, you probably need at least 150 drinks then. Get some water and some soda.
Well, right now, some gas stations are Pepsi products are 2 for $5.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
First of November, it'll be Coke products. Every month they switch.
Yeah. Oh.
So, 12 packs. Yeah, because I saw some gas station that was 2 for $5, but it was 6 packs.
But the stores have it.
That's good. The 2 packs.
Back when I used to buy it.
Yeah, I noticed the Hess station down near us was having it for that.
Yeah. Does it a lot, and even Food Line does sometimes. So that's the soda's taken care of, and the food's taken care of, and
we just had to check the paper plates and the
charcoal
utensils.
Yeah, we need some charcoal for Russell's fire out there.
Well, we'll pick that up.
Okay.
Russell,
take care of the charcoal.
Is it all working out there? I won't check that today. Oh, all right. Now, the other thing, then, do I understand, there's no rain date?
I don't think we ever had a rain date on it, no.
Well, the reason, tomorrow's supposed to rain, so
mm-hmm. Well, we didn't advertise it as a rain date, so
okay.
Too late now.
All right.
Anybody here locally going to fly in?
Jim might if he gets a damn airplane at all. The other one got a gas leak right now. Walt will probably fly in.
Are you flying in, Dennis?
I don't know. I might. I'll call
the EAA chapter and Bergwalk.
You just had there last week, and I didn't get to go there. But there's a group, I'll get in touch with them. There's about three or four guys that sometimes fly in from Pilot Ridge.
And I dropped off three flyers to the Swamp Fox Flyers. So probably they'll have their ultralights here if the weather's good.
Bob, why don't you take a couple of them and take them to Georgetown?
Oh, yes, we have 10 or 20 for everybody.
I'll take care of Grand Strand Airport.
Good. That's good.
Also, while we're on this, your bank. In the past, I've always had a $600 starting bank. And I'll give you the breakdown, 101s, and you got to break it down to 20s and 10s and 5s, because
right.
Believe me, they come in with $50 bills with great regularity, and it doesn't take
yes.
long to
start. Everybody's got a 20.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, we won't charge this year.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good question. I think, what were you to charge? $6, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, $6 is on all the flyers, so yeah. We can't change it now.
Huh?
$6 is on all our flyers and brochures.
Okay.
That's all right.
I had thought that maybe for children and whatnot one year, maybe this time it's kind of set and writing. Well, maybe we ought to try having hot dogs or just maybe a barbecue sandwich for some hot for children and people that can't eat a full meal or wouldn't want it. And that may be too much bother for us to do, but it would be a thought.
Right.
Yeah.
In the future.
Well, with the hot dogs, they'll have to be steamed.
Yeah. Well, kids love steamed hot dogs.
Can't stand by if they have a damn grill out there making hot dogs. It's too dangerous.
Right. Besides, they taste really good.
I mean, they do.
They sell like hotcakes.
Yeah, we know that from Lumberton, I'll tell you
what. People are throwing their box lunches in the trash to come get our hot dogs. They must be good.
That's right. Yeah, because they give them the free lunches.
That don't sell hot dogs for $3 and miss on $6 for the barbecue, though.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a good point.
We're advertising a barbecue, not a chicken bar or a wiener.
Right. I had thought about that, and that's just why I wanted to bring it up at this meeting. Maybe that would take away from it. I was wondering, there are some people who would go for the barbecue sandwich, which would ordinarily pay $6 for a meal.
Yeah. Drinks, for the sign, the drinks are usually what, a dollar?
Yeah, yes. Right.
Right. I was going to make a new, nicer sign, couple signs.
Okay.
That's the price on the lunch and the...
Well, the drinks included with the beer.
Right, but somebody wanted extra drinks.
Yeah. Well, I guess that pretty well covers the flying then, huh?
What about that? One of you guys did the certificates for the people who flew?
That's a good point.
That was,
we don't have Robbie here.
Robbie's not here anymore.
And I was wondering if we could convince Dennison to doing that because his creativity with computers might be able to do it. Do we have one? We used to have one around here that he had done and the man didn't pick up. Do you remember that, those fly-in awards?
Yes, you can sign it for me. I can do it.
Did you ever see one?
I don't remember seeing one, but
yeah.
I don't...
They were really
were very impressive, I thought. They took a picture of the guy's airplane and then put it on the thing.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Yeah. With the EAA chapter...
But he printed that here?
He printed right here.
Yeah.
And then
they gave him with them.
Huh?
They gave it to people when they left, yeah.
Yep. He took a picture of the plane... sitting out here.
Right.
Ran it on he had it all set up on his computer. Ran off on his printer and was sitting there drying on the table where he was doing the next one. And then they picked it up and left. But the guy with the little weed hopper or whatever it was, he left before his was ready. So it sat around here for a long time and I think it got trashed though. I hadn't seen it lately.
Yeah, I can probably do that.
But they loved it. That really would bring them back.
Oh, yeah,
some of them
yeah.
might be expecting it because they liked it that much.
Well, Robbie still sending emails occasionally.
Yes, he is.
Going to that
fly-in
up here. Maybe you could just...
Con him into doing it, right?
Go ahead,
say it.
No, that's all right. No, maybe Dennis could con him into doing it. Yeah.
I'll contact him and find out what...
You can contact him and just say exactly...
How did you do it? Or do you,
Yeah, you're not going to con Robbie into anything. But
he's probably got a copy of it up in his computer somewhere.
Yeah, it's just a software program, I'm sure. So, all right, I'll see if I can take care of that.
Anybody have any other business?
What side of duty do I have to clarify this? Am I taking money, or is that going to be Tom's duty again this year since he's so good with public?
Whoever wants it, I'll do it. If no one else will do it.
Tom just volunteered. Somebody's got to do it. He knows what to do, so he... Thank you, Tom.
Then I'll provide the bank, because I know what I need.
Okay.
And then I'll be closely observing you, so maybe I can take you up next year.
Okay.
When is the election of new office?
Soon, I hope.
Oh, okay.
You're just warming up to it.
Yeah, right.
That's right. Yeah, you automatically select.
What we need is that
you got new rules here.
What we need is younger blood. It's old timers been doing it all the while.
Where the hell are you going to find younger
blood? Well, a lot of us younger than yours and mine. Well, you're not as old as I am. Nobody's old as Bob. We don't talk age, guys. Hey, we don't feel it. We don't care. It's something we can't change.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
And I'm going to tell you something you didn't find out yet, but every day it gets worse. Okay. Things that you didn't know you could have. I've got something with my right knee. When I drive for about a half an hour, my right kneecap and just below my leg starts to hurt so bad, and we thought it was my wife's car, but it's just happening to my truck now. Don't know what it is. It drives me crazy. By the time I get out, I hardly walk.
Takes hips bother too occasionally.
Yeah. Today I pushed the seat back further and it was a little bit better. So
Tom, you got a bug crawling up your left sock.
Yeah.
It's going to end up your pants, so I don't really want to...
Tom, that'll bug you.
Tom, that'll bug
you? Oh, yeah. You're left down by your sock. There you go.
Okay, you got him. You never do that again.
Is that the state bug?
Hey.
Yeah, that's a water bug or a palmetto bug, but it's not a roach.
I can just see him dancing now.
Do you need anything in the John's roll, operative and so forth?
Yeah, except this one needs a sink put back in.
Yeah.
Sink is nothing.
That's one of our, we didn't have long enough screws to do it properly, okay. So Wayne said he would bring them, and Sunday we're going to put the wings on. We've already got the wings pretty much done on the Mini Max, everything that needs to be done, and we've trial fitted them, and we've done all the adjustments, so the angle of the wing, we got to figure that in tomorrow and build some sort of a strut so we can have it out there for a display. Because we know the planes have got to get out of here in case we've got all these people coming and going. And he said he'd bring the screws for that. We'll take care of that.
Saturday morning or whatever, you going to need help to clean the... Roll them out, whatever, so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. No. That should be mentioned. In other words, get here a little early.
Well, Wayne and I can pretty well take care of most of them, but we would like to have some help with the air coop because I'm always afraid we'll damage something.
Yeah, I'll be here already.
That little pimple tube on your wing.
The air coop got bent pretty bad, yeah.
I'm sorry. We didn't realize.
I know just what happened to it. You picked it up and started walking with it and it caught on the horse. Yeah, I saw it. I straightened it out.
Okay, well, we were going to buy you a new one if there was any need of it, but this is the first time we've seen you.
Yeah. No, it'll be all right.
Larry said what time? What's early? What's
Saturday morning of the fly-in.
Mm-hmm. It's like 7 o'clock.
Yeah, maybe. About 7 o'clock we'll be here.
He said I'll be here early.
Who wants to help? You don't have to be here first thing.
Well, it only takes two people to pour it out. I had that out the other day and had it running.
I figured going out would be pretty easy. It's coming
in. That's why Tom was at his arm.
And we pulled it out, and the battery's stone dead. And I primed that thing, chopped the wheels, pulled the prop through four times, and second post over it.
I hadn't run in 4 months, and that's why I don't want to do this.
Tom, I'll put 11:30 on here.
Oh, 11:30, yeah.
I mean, that's...
What I did was I
took the flyer from that we had before, and I took the information and put it on here, and just changed things around. I took old photographs and put them on there.
Has anyone been in touch with Jack Tonner?
I haven't lately, but a month and a half ago I talked to him. In fact, I was just talking to Tom about him the other day, and I meant to go home and call him up and didn't.
I called, and this was
2 months ago, something like that, and he seemed quite appreciative that someone would call.
Oh, yeah, he really appreciates someone talking to him. Like, he can't get out of pack.
No, that's right.
I had forgotten. I even told Tom that I was going to call him and see him if he wanted to come to the meeting. I was going to pick him up and bring him today, but I forgot.
But he said he couldn't leave because I...
He can't leave alone.
Said the same thing, you know, I can...
Yeah.
But he said, I can't leave my wife alone.
But he likes someone to talk to him, anyhow.
And he's a former member?
Yeah, very active former member.
Well, in his earlier years, as well as belonging to a number of EAA, whatever, he did cartoons and stuff for a paper.
He did it for Playing Magazine.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And he's a hell of a nice guy.
I have his Christmas cards that he sends. He draws himself. In other words, like Santa flying in an old biplane. And I bought a frame and I got it sitting right next to my chair. But every year they're really nice. And he's a real artist.
You want Jack?
Yeah. Yeah, we've got one over up on the wall over there.
Yep.
Is he still mobile?
He is.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. His wife is so bad he can't leave
her alone. He can't leave her alone.
Russian.
Too bad. I got a question.
Well, maybe we'll think about doing something in remembrance of his contribution to the chapter. Well, I think that's a good idea. I think possibly it might be better to do it at the next, after the fly-in, in other words. So I don't disagree with that. I was thinking about something for Christmas.
Yeah,
that's a good thought. That'd be a very nice thought.
Yeah.
Hey, what about having a drawing? Chuck would like to donate one of his planes and have a drawing for anybody who would like to take a chance, a raffle if somebody wanted to win one.
Good point. We did it at Lumberton. Well, I mean,
make a little extra money or something.
Well, somebody has to be appointed to take care of the table.
What plane are you talking about?
The model.
I mean, well, the chapter can buy one from him, and then we could raffle it off. I mean,
right.
I'm saying he doesn't have to donate it, but we got the raffle ticket.
You can see, because we didn't have to buy anything or anything.
No.
We already got the raffle tickets left over.
Right.
Oh, also, I guess I need to probably pay for it, but I gave Don and his wife one of those tickets and put on it that he's got a meal paid for his wife and him for donating the drill press and the saw, the band saw, and the radial arm saw. I thought that was a small token, and we also offered him a 1 year membership to our chapter, but I don't know if he's going to really take off with that, because in the past when I had asked him if he was an EAA member, we'd get talking about the EAA, and he was telling me that he was one of the first members. He had a membership number of 2428, which is pretty low.
Yeah.
Well, I ran with that, and I asked him once again about his membership, and he said, and he was saying, got to talking about the chapter he belonged to and everything, and his membership number. Well, I just took it as he was still a member of the AA. And what I didn't realize was about 4 years ago, he dropped that because he thought that their ultralight side of the EAA was being overlooked, and there was so much emphasis in the sport pilot. And it seemed like to him that that was way away from his dreams, that they were just dropping the ball on the ultralight.
Which is the exact same thing we were talking about John Matthews last meeting.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of people say the same story.
Yeah.
But aren't they going to start licensing ultralights?
No. Part 103 is not going to change. They already announced it's not.
All fat ultralights will have to be licensed,
yeah,
or else you just lose your chance to ever operate them, and they'll be turned into junk.
So there's going to be some problems with that, too. This is aside from this meeting, but the engines have to be ASTM certified, and most ultralights have 503s and 447s and, you know, all those, and they're not certified.
Right. right.
So therefore, anybody that's got a fat ultralight that has a non-ASTM engine, even if you have it, try to have it certified with a regular N number, after January of 2008, it's grounded. So it's pretty much a lot of people with some fat ultralights are going to have nothing, mm-hmm. you know.
So they keep flying them illegally like they've been doing all the while anyway.
Exactly. Go move to the country.
Does anyone know of Don
Rudick? No, we were discussing that before. Nobody seems to know where he's at.
I mean, he someone like that, boy, he could be in addition to all the work he did around here. Get him over here.
You said no one knows where he's at. Is he not still with Lyon and Austin?
He's allegedly out around, was it Florence?
He said Florence area.
The Florence area somewhere.
He's not with them?
No. And has anybody heard from
them? They're not in Bucksport anymore.
They're not in Bucksport anymore.
Well, I heard from them, but... Oh, they did get there finally?
They're not in Bucksport, I know that.
They're living in their trailer, and they're spending the time between chasing around in Canada.
Yeah,
oh.
They were going to do
that,
some
crashes.
We had heard
it
here.
Oh,
yeah.
So they're in
Bucksport?
Yeah.
I talked to them. Just before we went away.
Y-D-U-I-C.
This is sorted by place, not names. I have to.
I heard they're not there.
Yeah, he's
so they're probably
the
gone.
Doing
the
wiring on
the
Buzz airplane. Or Bennett.
Taking
anywhere around close.
Get him
at
over whatever.
Who, Don?
No. No, that's not it.
Did they sell their place on the river?
Yeah.
Yes.
I talked with Dr. McCaffrey, who was their next door neighbor. To the river. He's my dentist. About 4 weeks ago, and he said they were living at the motorhome and staying down at the river.
Roots.
Huh. Well, they're not in Canada then, huh?
No, they were going to divide their time, depending upon, I guess, whim or whatever, using the mobile home to do it, you know.
Yeah. Well, I know
they're out of their house, as far as I understand, anyway.
They had intentions of, when they get settled up there, to be down here in the wintertime, back up there.
Yep.
But in the mobile home, though, Jim, right? Rather than
I have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, if they're out of their house, where are they putting the mobile home? Do they keep it peaceful?
I have no idea.
They were keeping it down the river.
They were going
I guess they made some arrangements
for
the man.
Maybe
they got right where they were.
Why don't we just drive down there someday?
Good. Does anybody know exactly where, what's his name? That was over there helping him build the airplane.
Don Rudick.
Don.
We were just talking about it. No, we think he's around Florence somewhere.
Around Florence. No one knows exactly.
Yeah.
He sold that first ultralight he built to a gentleman from Hartsville. And I think he's over there. I'm just guessing.
So what?
That first, what was it, pump or something?
Yeah, that one he called the champ.
Yeah.
Or chump he called, I think.
Yeah.
He's over in Hartsville, Phillip. With the Cherokee sister.
I think that's where
he is. Well, we went over to Hangar over there, where they had the airplane. It's still there. Well, that's, you know that.
That's Stucky. I didn't spare that time up down there, but where he is now.
Well, where's that? The Stucky's?
Stucky's?
Stucky.
I mean, Double Eagle.
Yeah, Double Eagle.
Double Eagle is no longer there.
No longer there?
Where's the Celerity? Is that a Stucky? No.
I have no idea. It's not a Stucky. I went to Stucky last week. I picked up the Double Eagle. I have it at my house.
Right.
And the Celerity, the hangar is empty.
Celerity never was over there.
No.
Don said that one time they were thinking of taking the Celerity to Hartsville to finish it. Whether they did or not, I don't know.
Oh, that might be where it went. That might be his reason for being there.
Yeah, that would be his reason. Because he did 95% of work on that.
Yes.
Right. Well, let me ask this question. There seemed to be some big secret about the whereabouts. Why? No, I don't think so. I don't think so, Russell.
Just haven't, they haven't contacted anybody, that's all.
Well, tell me about the elections.
What about them?
Well, aren't they supposed to be in October or November?
I really don't know. When are they, Tom? You would know.
Well, you've had two people replaced this summer.
Yeah.
And Smith has got another year to go in his chair, so the only one that's really up for a re-election is your chair.
Well, I'm going to vote that he keeps the job.
And I'm going to tell you I'm not going to, because I had it long enough.
That doesn't matter.
It does to you, but it does to me.
Jim, there may be only one way out for you, not Bertie.
And I'm not dying yet.
Do we have to hang the signs out by the end of the road?
Yes.
First one here usually does that. I'll probably take that.
Well, they ought to walk here a few days prior to the fly-in.
That's a good idea.
In fact, a week prior to the fly-in, there should be one at the end of this road. And that's the one that needs to have the
change the numbers
date
on
it.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll change those dates on there one day this week or next week.
Who's going to put them out ahead of
time? I'll put the one down there that hangs up down there. But I'll wait through that one. But these other ones here, no.
Well, that's not this weekend. No. That would be the following weekend.
Is it that quick already?
Yeah. We've only got two more weekends of fly-in.
Fly-in's the second?
The way I understand it, we've got this weekend. Next weekend is the only weekend before the fly-in.
That's right.
Okay.
So the signs need to go out next Saturday.
Okay.
The place needs to be clean because it looks good now. Somebody did a nice job in the kitchen.
Well, thank you.
I'll be here Saturday.
I didn't do the kitchen mostly. We just swept and brushed.
All right.
We tried to swamp the whole place out. Threw away a truckload and a trailer load of trash. I don't know how we accumulated so much nothing. Empty boxes and it's incredible amount of junk.
There should be bags in there too. I got a box of bags down it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of bags in there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You got all that.
Anything that's useful is all packed away. Various spots, yeah.
Okay, I want to bring up some new business when you all are finished with the fly-in business.
Well, there's one more thing on fly-in business. I'm sorry, Russell.
On fly-in, there needs to be a work crew out here Thursday or Friday or Thursday and Friday just to police the area and make sure the grass is cut.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the weekend before, there's no way. I work 10 to 12 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'd love to help. I would almost take Thursday and Friday off just to see what you do, because somebody needs to help oversee your job in the case that one year you just didn't feel like doing it any longer.
Yeah, I expect this will be my last year.
Somebody does need to watch and see what you do, because I know you probably use a pinch of this and a dash of that. If there's any way you can write it down in procedures where someone like me who has no idea of how to cook could get it close, because people are always counting on your barbecue. It's talked about in every airfield three states away. But just to get off from the fly-in, in place of having cones and stuff out there that are so hard to mow around, I'll say that I'm as well as to blame as anyone of busting cones with lawnmowers. I'll turn around and look, and whoops, there goes another one. I brought in a case of Krylon water-based paint. That's an inverted marker paint, which goes away after a little bit, but it's very visible. It's all in white, so it will give a much the same effect as your cones. Wayne has one of those inverted walking sticks that you use with a roller on it, plus I have one, so we can mark out the field. But we probably need to do it, say, next weekend, so we can get an idea of how we want everything, instead of it being, I guess maybe Saturday morning we'd have enough time actually, though, wouldn't we? First plane don't get in till about 10 o'clock maybe.
Well, you can't do everything on Saturday morning.
That's true.
The tents to be put up, the tables to be moved.
That's right, and we have new canopies that's never been out of the box. So that may be a bit of preparation, getting all the little hooks.
That would be a big thing, like
ball bungees or whatever they call them.
Well, the paint might not do well if there's a lot to do. I mean, I don't know what kind of paint you have.
We put the tents up on Friday. If got to help you.
I
recommend against that, though. I run them tents overnight.
Yeah.
For a long time. That's what tore them up.
Yeah.
Because you can't monitor them at night.
Yeah, that's true.
Not the cover, just the...
You put the frames up.
But the way you put them up is you put it up on the ground,
well,
then you raise it.
You can do that,
but what you have to do is set it on the ground, just leave it on the ground. You know.
I say we just have some help there early enough on Saturday morning of flying to get any bugs out of them. Make sure we have enough ties. There's a couple extra of those ball tie bungees somebody brought in.
Yeah, and along with the paint, I got some bleach bottles like y'all been using to replace some of those ones. If you need them.
I seem to be the one that does a lot of mowing. Wayne does some, you do some. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be so much easier if we... What is the object of those things, really?
To mark.
Yeah. I mean... They seem to be grown up and not visible.
Pick them up again.
There's never an extra person here when you get time to come out and mow. And to get on and off the mower, I do it. With the runway, I understand the reason for the cones. And I do that. I go down and that first trip, I go behind them and I set them all over into the what behind the mower. And I do that. But all of these all around the building, I'm not sure is they're really needed. Seems like we could do it with the paint marker.
Right. Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm senile and it was addressed and I just didn't hear it. How about you make sure the grass is cut?
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Yeah. Well, last Sunday I finished cut it and I went a little bit beyond our boundaries. I didn't get all the way out the end of the runway, but Bud was on his tractor doing such a great job when I came back. I guess that was Saturday I was out here, and I think Sunday I came back out here to check on it and see if I needed to do it. I didn't take the lawnmower off the truck because he did such a lovely job out there.
I got to finish that. Is everything working in the shed? In other words, around the building?
No, those tractors don't run.
They don't run. So on Friday, someone's going to bring up a self-propelled lawnmower.
Well, I have a Honda riding lawnmower.
Well, I have one too, but I mean, I would like to know in advance to drag that damn thing up here.
Well, next weekend, I don't think we'd have enough grass mow. I mowed about 2.5 inches, so in a week's time, it'll be just right for the cushion for the tail wheels.
So we don't have to worry about that then.
Right.
And to just rewind here, did we decide on the raffle? Is it yay or nay?
Let's take a vote on it. Anybody all for the raffle?
Well, you got a whole bunch of raffle tickets left over from London.
You're just talking the little planes, which are really nice, but I'm not so sure you're going to get people to bid on. Someone that wants it would probably have to buy it, but I don't know that they take a chance.
Well, I was thinking maybe we do $1 a ticket or something. I can't see nobody not doing $1 a ticket.
How about the larger one down there? We do $1 a ticket. And how about another? We do another vote, and we do the smaller ones for 50 cents or a quarter a ticket. If you made it reasonable and the club bought the planes, I think if they were reasonable priced, you'd have a lot of people offering up their money, and we might end up making a little money. If nothing else, we'd move those planes, and somebody would bring home something rewarding.
Nice.
Yeah.
What do you say, Chuck? You build them.
No, I'm going to bring the rest. I'll bring the rest up.
We want to do a combination of sell and raffle?
Whatever you want to do.
Okay.
I think it'd be a good idea to offer them up for sale for the prices they are. I love the one I bought. I don't know why anybody wouldn't want it. I love to watch that thing fly. And then we'll also do a raffle, I'd say, for $1 for the big ones, and what do you think for the little ones? Anybody got any?
What about $1 and you get your choice? You know what I mean? We do $1 and you get a choice of 2 little ones or one
there
big
you
one.
Go.
Something
two
like that.
One big one.
I never liked monkeying with change, man.
Yeah. No, I don't either.
And you're gonna make the slot.
Yeah, I can make the. That's what I was doing. That's why I wanted to bring it back up because I'll have to make a raffle sign, you know.
Okay.
I have a question. I know a lady's got volunteered to serve, but and I noticed last year that sometimes you were running out of food. We had more one thing than another. So should we serve everything with like an ice cream scoop? You know, when you do the potato salad, make sure it's just a scoop. What I'm saying is, we got to have some way of judging how much to give everybody, you know? Yeah. And if we use the same utensil for everything, then it should all work out the same.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea, as long as we give them a decent-sized serving.
Yeah.
But I noticed in many years of this, you have different people, different ladies working on the line.
That's right.
And some will really load it on there, and then others, I mean, I know, and I won't mention names, but someone's standing next to me and definitely not giving them enough, and then
right.
I have to reach over and get a little more.
Ice cream scoop would be a good way of making
that's
it
good.
Even.
You have coleslaw, you have potato salad, and you beans, and most everything can be done with it. So I'll purchase the ice cream scoops.
Well, I got a few.
Yeah.
Well,
you
okay.
want them all.
Go ahead,
Mom.
Yeah, big ice cream scoop. Not real ice cream scoop. Okay. You know, you can do more than one scoop, though.
Yeah,
but you
I mean,
you
know.
Scoop it like ice cream.
Yeah. When I first married Ruthie, we get home one night, she said, "Would you like some ice cream?" I said, "Yeah." So she comes out with this little dish of ice cream. And I said, "Wait a minute, Ruth, I want to show you something." I went in the kitchen and I got a bowl and I dumped the ice cream in there. And I just got one. So ever since then, I got a big dish of ice cream. But now I can't hear it anymore.
Did we say anything about rolls or bread?
No.
Oh, no.
Need flat bread. We'll get buns for the barbecue. We'll get 100 buns.
You'll take care of that?
Yeah.
Russell taking care of the buns.
But you need light bread, just regular light bread.
Yeah,
right?
Just regular white bread. But we get the buns, you don't need the white bread. Yeah.
We went down one time, Bobby, and I picked up extra buns. They needed them here. They ran out of the buns. We went down here.
Why don't you get the buns?
We'll get 100
and then,
buns.
And then we'll get, me and my wife, we'll get some.
No, he doesn't need white bread.
I know that, but we'll get some extra in case you run out of buns, is what I was saying.
We get enough buns.
When you say buns, do you mean hamburger buns or
hamburger buns?
Hamburger buns, okay.
Thing is, it's hard to judge. You don't want to run out, but you don't want to have too much.
Yeah. No matter what, you're wrong.
Well, yeah, we do want to run out, too.
Well, you don't want to run out until the right time.
In the past, is if what we don't sell here, you know, so say we don't have the crowd we need or want or whatever.
Or the rain.
Everyone else buys one and takes it home, so the expenses are paid for anyway. So
right.
That's the way we've done it.
That barbecue is so good, you could make 100 extra pounds, and I think I'd buy it all. I love it. Set a price. But I've got people coming from Georgetown. I've handed out flyers to people thinking they were from this area, and I'm from the down on the Andrew Highway, and you tell them about it, I'm going to bring my grandchildren. This one fellow drives a fuel truck. He's coming from Georgetown, he says. I've got people coming from all around Myrtle Beach and Surfside. Long drive, but they don't seem to mind it when they find out what we're going to offer.
You know,
and the kids get to see planes.
This guy's down there and has some ultralights down in Georgetown. But we could never con them into coming up here.
Well, I've got them coming, I believe. Swamp Fox Flyers. They're supposed to be coming. The weather.
Well, there's a group over in Ash, North Carolina that... I'll get Dan to notify him because Dan knows him real well.
Right.
I doubt Dan will be here, but...
How's Dan doing with his airplane he took home? We helped him pack it up, tried to get it tied down. I came in here and was going to go back out and make sure he had it tied down, and he was going down the highway. I hope he had enough rope to...
Yeah, he made it, and he's going to recover the tail and fix it up and sell it, I guess.
Right.
But... he doesn't have it at his house. He's got it someplace else around White
yeah,
or somewhere.
On his farm, he said. Said he didn't have a building to put it under.
No, he's going to build a...
Lean-to?
Yeah. He's got a pipe frame he puts up, and then... That's what he... When he rebuilt it, he did behind his trailer. But now he's going to do it out there. You know. But he'll get in touch with those ultralights. If they come, there'll be three or four of them. You know.
Well, listen, I normally get 50 pounds of Boston butts.
That's what I plan on getting this time. And that usually does the job for us.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We ran out last time, but we had everybody fed, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think.
Well,
almost.
Well,
almost.
Had a few that
there was. Yeah. Wouldn't hurt to get 60 pounds. If you feel like it.
There's no trouble.
Because it ain't going to go to waste, is it? I would love there be some left over I could buy by the pound, but there's never any left. It's gone. Yeah, yeah, we'll get 60 left.
There was times we didn't have as good a turnout, and
right.
We'd have some left
yeah.
over.
Yeah. Well, I get 60 pounds.
Okay. Anything
we
else?
Can't do with it.
Yeah, I still haven't brought up what I was going to say.
Surely
well,
make
before you say that, let me say this. We'll need people to help cut the meat up.
Well,
we already did that, right?
You know, we're coming in.
Pay attention, Russell.
Yeah.
Bob, Shirley, and I, and Peggy, we'll be here.
Okay.
We will be here on Friday to cut the meat up.
Yeah, we did it last week.
We did it last year.
Yeah.
I'm going to mark that down.
Okay.
Shirley has something to say.
Well, I'm bringing up new business, too, but
okay.
Before that... Has anybody, Tom used to do all the PR with the newspapers and stuff. Has anybody?
That's right. I forgot to ask you about that.
No, I haven't contacted anybody at the newspapers. I could.
Did it not get, and I asked Wayne and he wasn't sure, did it not get into the
PAA magazine?
Yeah.
I don't think it made it.
It should have, because we notified them well in advance.
Right. Yeah. Well, 90 days in advance, isn't it?
Yeah. 90 days.
Well, according to their website, it's got to be like 45 or something. So we was way over that.
Well,
but I'll tell you how they do. I don't care when you give them the paperwork, they sit on it for a long time because I didn't hear anything, and I called them. And I said, how come I haven't heard anything back? You know, did we do something wrong or something? She said, oh, no, I just haven't got to that stack yet. So,
in advance, they used to be published 4 or 5 months in advance.
Used to be. That's why we need to start doing it 90 days in advance. We need to start planning our fly-ins this summer.
What I'm saying is we did it well in advance.
Yeah.
But
well,
it's
so
not,
I'm saying it's not in there. That's what, is anybody...
You have to do it a year in advance is what I'm trying to say.
I didn't look at the list.
I mean, maybe it's in there.
It might be in there.
It's going to be in there.
Might be.
I don't know. Okay, that'd be a good idea. Maybe we need to start planning our fly-ins a year in advance.
I could call Sam News and tell them about this.
Okay.
But, you know, the only reason I didn't, I was hesitating because, you know, what if... Well, I'm going to just tell you the truth. I was worried that Russell wasn't going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If Russell is not here with his barbecue, I don't think we're going to have a whole lot of a fly-in, okay? I'm just telling the truth.
Well, people are going to fly in. They don't know whether Russell's here or not.
Yeah, no, but if we can't advertise it as a fly-in barbecue, if the
well,
barbecue
we'll
guy...
We can get barbecue, but there might only be one fly-in, because once they taste somebody else's barbecue, they might not come back. That's why I like Noah's secret. So.
Now that when everybody
well,
showed
I,
up...
I thought I had a copy of that here.
Do you?
I don't know of it.
Well, I'd make a note if it doesn't leave this building, if it needs to be, just to make sure it goes on.
I'll
make
another copy.
Okay.
That'd
but it
great.
Does need to go into
Kicks. Sun News, you don't
I can get it into the...
The Sun News. It needs
who
to go.
Who was the man you contacted, Todd, Sun News? Was it Bob Bessler?
Bob Bessler came out once.
He's retired, but I still see his articles in the paper.
It wasn't me that brought him out. Someone else had it. A relationship with
that. Yeah, for Kicks.
But Kicks is a major event.
That's where it should go.
Yeah.
It'll come out and you tell us you know you want it. The Kicks for the day, but they have, during the week, they have a whole magazine, Kicks,
mm-hmm.
that's stuck in the paper.
I don't take the paper, so. I have no idea.
The
Loris paper, maybe there's three papers connected. There's a North Myrtle Beach. When you put it in one of them, it goes into all three of them.
She's already, Greta Gross writes for them now, and she already wrote an article about us, and in it she mentioned there was a fly-in on November 4th.
Well, that was a help.
Yeah, and she probably could get that in again. Yeah. But the Tabor City with Deuce Niven, that's a definite because he comes to the fly-ins when he can.
What's his name?
Duke, D-E-U-C-E, Niven, N-I-V-E-N. That's the paver, what's the name of that paver? The
Coastal Observer?
No, no, Lord Tabor Tribune.
You talking about the free one or the bar one, the paver?
No, you pay for it. The Tabor, Lord
okay.
Tabor
Tribune. I know what you're talking about. I'll find. I'll get
Lord
to
and Tabor combined.
He's a reporter for him.
And he's the head honcho for writing for that paper.
Okay.
Okay, now bring up the other stuff. Are we done with the...
Yep.
Okay. While we were on our trip... Okay, I'll back up a little. We were supposed to have the breakfast club here last year.
Yep.
Or this year, actually. And somehow, well, the lady that took care of it for years, her husband passed away. She turned over the calendar, taking care of it, to somebody else, and somehow we got lost in that shuffle. Well, she's back on the job. Her husband's not been gone a year, I don't think. And she called me while on our trip and wanted to know if, for this coming year, 2007, she had two dates, and would we be interested in either one of those dates? Well, we always did it, and the club always did it. So I said, well, I can't, you know, I'm here, I don't even know if I could get Tom or you or anybody. And I said, and then you still want to have a meeting and have everybody discuss it. I said, yes, put us down for May the 6th. And if worse comes to worse and nobody here wants to do it, we will do it ourselves. But I think it would be nice if the EAA did it.
I agree.
I agree, too.
And May the 6th is a... I mean, that's a date to die for, because we tried so many times, and we always got, you know, you couldn't get a good date like
that. Yeah, February or something.
Yeah, or late in the year. And
yeah.
And so, when she said May 6th, that was good.
Yeah, that sounds excellent to me.
Is that the Short Wing Club?
No,
that's the
Line Breakfast Club.
Line Breakfast Club. Okay, right.
And then you don't have to worry about any of this advertising or anything. They do all that stuff.
Right. And basically, it's sort of like the same thing that we do anyhow, except
yeah,
we're
playing just right. Like that. Right.
I've never been to one, but...
So we got to have people here to cook.
We got
to
do
morning.
The breakfast.
We got to do a breakfast.
Not
we need somebody to cook eggs. Sure.
Sounds good.
We need grilled.
You're good at that. You're good at breakfast.
Bacon.
Just don't ask for omelets.
Oh.
Eggs?
Hey, we don't do
deviled eggs.
Yeah, we
can
do
the same one,
Chris.
Grilled eggs, you good? I got the key.
Sausage. I got
most
sausage.
What time do you eat served?
We didn't do pancakes, but we did.
8 o'clock or 10 o'clock?
Oh, 10 o'clock.
I've never done
pancakes.
Yeah. Yeah, Austin did pancakes.
Austin did pancakes one time.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's basically it.
That sounds good to me.
And you always, unless it rains, I mean, that can happen to us anytime. Mm-hmm. But with the breakfast club, every other weekend, and they have their schedule a year ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
so they all know where they're going to go. That doesn't mean every member is going to go. Mm-hmm.
They participate good, though.
Oh, yeah. And then they have a 50-50, except they don't take any of it. The winner gets it all.
Winner gets it all. So it's not really a 50-50.
One year I won $99, and they gave it to the chef.
If we hosted, do we have any problem insurance-wise? Our insurance covers it.
Insurance,
yeah. No, you do the same thing
as
you do for the fly-in. You just get a waiver on your EAA liability policy and let them know the event's going to take place.